We are really close. We're wrapping up two songs and then we're going to be done. But of course, those two songs are taking forever. Creatively, I am so burnt out at the moment. I've been writing for the last 7 hours straight. And I sent it to Ryan and he was like, good start.
He's like, I like what you're thinking, and, but can you come back to me when we've got the finished product, something that's ready to go on the album?
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
We need to quickly talk about your dad now too, so congratulations on that.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Have you been pooed on yet, though? That's the real question I want to find out the answer to.
Oh, come on. I got pooed on right away. That was like first 48 hours I got pooed on.
Just straight away. I'm not sure if that's like the most down-to-earth rapper pop star thing to ever happen. Or if, you know, that keeps you grounded in a real person. Because between you and me, I don't think Kanye West has ever been pooed on. Just putting it out there.
I'm going to have to ask Kanye. I feel like Kanye's been pooed on. Who knows?
Who knows?
But it's just part of being a dad or part of being a parent.
You know, Australia, I would like to say we were probably one of the first countries, if not the first, to fully embrace you and Ryan. Are there plans to come back?
Yeah, it has been a while. And you guys, you kind of set the pace for the rest of the world. I'm just going to be honest about that. I forever have a deep love for Australia. And I don't just like hop on radio interviews with like different DJs from around the world and just like claim that I love the people of here.
Ben, are you sure about this? Because I can go and look through all of your interviews and I'm joking.
No, but it's true. I love Australia, and I would love to come back. We just have to figure out when. I'm hoping. I imagine it's 2016. There's also something about Australian DJs. I love Australian DJs. You guys have great senses of humor, man.